across Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
So glad you've joined us for another edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. We'll check the forecast later in the hour. Then at 6, we'll kick off another morning show with today's favorites and the legends. But first, it's time for an hour of news and information for the farmers and producers of CJ Country. Our busy hour kicks off with Andrew McCray and American Countryside.
They are called the Untouchables. However, you may have not heard their story. If not for 1 year, this man spent in a small town in Pennsylvania. The series of events that occurred to make their story into books, TV shows, and movies is next on the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
Elliot Ness moved to Cowdersport, Pennsylvania in 1956. While there, he began to share some of his stories from his crime-fighting days against Al Capone in Chicago. When local, Joe Phelps, heard the stories, he knew a wider audience needed to experience them, and he reached out to a friend named Oscar Fraley.
Oscar Fraley, who was a syndicated sports writer and a wannabe author, and he said to Fraley, "You need to come here and talk to this guy Ness. There's a story here." So Fraley started coming to Cowdersport to interview Ness.
Steve Green at the Elliott Ness Museum says those interviews turned into a book that made Ness's work well known to the masses.
The bottom line is, with Ness as a co-author, because it was his memoirs, but it was Oscar Fraley who wrote the book, The Untouchables. So the story of The Untouchables was written and born in Cowdersport, and it's in Cowdersport where Ness achieved his fame, and the story of The Untouchables became known.
And after the book, there was the television series, The Untouchables, that ran from 1959 to 63. Ness's work even inspired a well-known comic strip that also wound up on screen.
Elliot Ness was the model for Dick Tracy. That whole comic strip and the books are really based on Elliot Ness, and mostly on his days in Cleveland.
Ness was only in Cowdersport for about a year, but that year produced the publicity that keeps him and The Untouchables a recognized name today.
That TV show is what exploded Ness's fame. It was syndicated worldwide, books written in different languages.
On May 16th, 1957, having only lived in this small town for 1 year, Elliot Ness died of a heart attack at his home. He was 54 years old, but the fame that came from those who interviewed him while he lived here lives on today. Traveling the countryside in Cowdersport, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCray.
We need to step aside for a quick break. Then it's back with Tony St. James and Agriculture Today. Farmers, just one phone call can take care of all of your animal bedding needs. LVM Materials is in the business of producing sawdust year-round and will deliver directly to your farm. Call for a quote today, 322-8878, or visit lvmmaterials.com.
Ag News Now. Agriculture Today.
President Trump's renewed support for nationwide year-round E15 sales reinforced optimism about ethanol demand, even as Congress delayed legislative action last week by excluding an E15 amendment from an appropriations bill. The split highlights strong executive backing alongside unresolved procedural and political hurdles on Capitol Hill. Now, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins said the administration views year-round E15 as a direct boost to domestic corn use, estimating potential annual demand growth of up to 2 billion bushels. Announcement follows recent export gains for U.S. ethanol and expanded market access through trade agreements in Asia and Europe. strengthening the long-term demand outlook for corn and soybeans. But despite that momentum, the House Rules Committee opted not to attach E15 provisions to a must-pass funding bill, citing concerns over bypassing regular committee order and the need to balance farm state priorities with refining interest. Lawmakers instead signaled continued negotiations through a dedicated House-led process, which is expected to continue into February. Now, the divergence leaves ethanol markets supported by policy signals, but again dependent on congressional follow-through to deliver regulatory certainty. Well, beef on dairy feeder cattle have become a mainstream source of inventory for feed yards as feeder prices remain historically strong and traditional cattle supplies stay tight. But new marketing data shows buyers increasingly value genetics, dam type, management details when bidding on dairy cross cattle. Now, an analysis of 2025 sales by cattle marketing services covered nearly 95,000 head across 469 groups, average weights near 525 pounds. From January 25 through January 26, beef on dairy prices rose about $176 per hundredweight, translating to more than $1,000 per head on a 600-pound feeder. Pricing also showed the steepest weight slide on record, values falling roughly $60 per hundredweight for every additional 100 pounds. Now, genetics and dam type, major price drivers, Holstein cattle brought nearly $27 per hundredweight more than non-Holstein crosses, while Angus sired calves commanded premiums exceeding $15 per hundredweight. Verified programs and non-hormone treated cattle and further value. Group size had a limited influence on price, reinforcing that buyers prioritize cattle quality over load size. Average prices for 500-pound beef dairy steers closely match native steer values, underscoring broad market acceptance. And efforts to cut out the middleman in cotton and apparel supply chains often increase risk rather than reduce cost. That's according to industry veteran Bob Antoshag. He says removing wholesalers shifts inventory, financing, and execution burdens onto participants least equipped to absorb them. He notes that while wholesalers standardize thousands of smaller retail transactions, he says without the function, brands face higher administrative costs or abandon small accounts altogether. It's Agriculture Today.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
We'll check in with Jeff Ishii when he takes us on the farm later in the hour. Right now, we need to take a short break. But when we return, it's Max Armstrong and Farm Progress America.
So there's skim milk, a.k.a. fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course it is wonderful. grateful we have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids, I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. Outbreaks of highly pathogenic avian influenza slowed dramatically at the end of 2025, but that relief has been short-lived as the virus returned with a vengeance to start this year. Turkeys, pheasants, and broilers are among the more than 1 million birds culled already this month. I'll have details after this.
When it comes to your equipment, John Deere knows you want to run it your way. Because after nearly 200 years, one thing's clear. Nobody knows your work like you do. That's why we're expanding our digital toolkit to help you use, maintain, diagnose, repair, and protect your equipment. Because the best solution is the one that's ready when you need it. Whether it's your dealer, a local service center, or you, it's about having the tools so you can run it your way. Learn more at johndeere.com/runityourway.
I'm Sarah McNaughton, one of your co-hosts for FP Next. In this podcast, we dive into all aspects of the agriculture industry, from the field to the feedlot and pasture to policy. We aim to answer that burning question, what's next in ag? Join us every other Tuesday for quality reporting farmers can trust on the FP Next podcast, powered by John Deere. Find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or at farmprogress.com.
The spread of highly pathogenic avian influenza that ravaged the turkey industry through autumn had slowed in December, but it did return last week, striking four farms with nearly 400,000 birds in central Minnesota. The U.S. turkey industry lost about 2.1 million birds to the virus in a 90-day window starting in late August across the upper Midwest, and it coincided with seasonal migration of wild fowl. Losses slowed dramatically in December, with flocks totaling about 106,000 turkeys infected during that month. So far in January, HPAI has hit turkey farms in both Minnesota and North Carolina with a combined 417,000 birds. Last week, APHIS also confirmed H5N1 in backyard flocks in Edgar County, Illinois, Greenbrier County, West Virginia, Bucks County, Pennsylvania, and Yakima County, Washington. Across all domestic species, both commercial and backyard flocks, APHIS has tallied 1.1 million birds lost so far to this month, already exceeding the total of just over 1 million lost in December. Iowa reported its first 2026 detection of highly pathogenic avian influenza last week as well. According to the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship, the disease was confirmed in a mixed species flock in Kossuth County. The affected site included game bird pheasants and backyard chickens. The agency says 7,000 pheasants and 120 chickens will be depopulated as a result of the detection. Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Naig says it's the state's first detection of H5N1 within domestic birds this year. He encouraged the state's poultry producers and backyard flock owners to strengthen their biosecurity practices and protocols. And the virus hasn't only been found in the U.S. North of the border, the Canadian Food Inspection Agency confirmed Canada's first commercial poultry case of HPAI on a farm in Quebec. I'll be back with more after this.
If you need manure handling equipment, you know who to call. Ortel Supply of Arcade. Ortel Supply has been a trusted name with farmers for over 55 years because they know how to treat customers right. The entire staff is grateful for the lasting relationships they've enjoyed with the farming community. Ortel Supply carries a fine line of manure management equipment. Names like Husky, Bell Metal, and Bazooka Farmstar. Call them toll-free at 877-496-5050. Ortel Supply on Liberty Street in Arcade.
Yes, the January surge in cases serves as a reminder that highly pathogenic avian influenza remains a persistent threat to the poultry industry. With wild bird migration patterns continuing to shift and the virus showing no signs of disappearing, producers across the country are being urged to maintain strict biosecurity measures. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
You are listening to the CJ Agribusiness Report. We're going to take a short break, but when we return, Tom and Tim have today's Ag RadioNet Farm News.
For your livestock marketing needs, it's Empire Livestock, Route 19 and Pavilion. Whether it's cattle, dairy, goats, or beef, calves, hogs, goats, or sheep, sales run every Monday and Thursday each week. Empire Livestock's enhanced services and knowledgeable market managers and staff help you with every step of your sale. EmpireLivestock.com has weekly market reports and all upcoming sales. Call Tony Perry with Market Operations at 483-1687 or West Region Administrator Sue Rogers at 356-0334 to find out how Empire Livestock can help you with your livestock needs.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
Despite strong milk production here in the U.S. and across the globe, the bear seemed to have taken a bit of a breath last week. Prices, at least at the butter market in Chicago, saw some increases. Spot prices were up 22 cents over the holiday shortened week, including an 11.5-cent jump on Friday alone. CME spot butter price closed at $1.57.5 a pound. Trade was active, too, with 26 loads swapping hand was unexpected. As butterfat remains abundant and churns have continued to stay busy, despite availability, stocks remain modest. At the end of December, there was just shy of 200 million pounds of butter in storage. That was 7% less than the same time a year ago. Butter demand continues to be upbeat both here and in the international market. Consumers appear to have loaded up on butter before the holiday. U.S. continues to boast a sizable price advantage compared to other global suppliers, so export demand for U.S. butterfat has remained strong. Those encouraging signs and spring approaching, with the season coming more milk and more fat, there's a question about how long these higher butter prices could stay in effect. Not to be left behind, cheddar block prices also rose during a fairly active week. Prices moved up for three of the four sessions, adding 6.5 cents to $1.35.5, with cheese production remaining upbeat, though not excessive considering the number of cheese-producing facilities that were added last year.
Seed Innovation Protection Alliance seed company members invest 15% of sales into new seed innovations for your cereal acres. Check the bag for certified seed or single-use agreement restrictions so you don't step over the line. Or talk to your seed dealer. Plant breeders develop better, stronger genetics for your farm. So let's reinvest together to improve yields and quality. Without your patronage and trust, seed companies wouldn't be able to continually develop new genetics, traits, seed treatments, and other innovations to meet your needs.
Quality feed. Margins.
Productivity.
Even your herd knows what's important to you. All dairy farmers, our top priority at John Deere is keeping your animals healthy and productive. With our technology, you can reduce overlaps, track nutrient content of your forage, and reduce downtime. We have the solutions to help feed and care for your herd. To learn more, talk to your local John Deere dealer today.
University of New Hampshire researchers are looking at insights that drones can provide by monitoring corn on small farms. Aerial surveillance is starting to provide answers. With already thin profit margins and increasingly uncertain farm labor and other input costs, precision agriculture technology is one way that New England and the Mid-Atlantic small and medium-sized farms' efficiency, productivity, and resilience can find some advantage. Factors like upfront costs and validation of the technology's accuracy in the region remain a barrier to adoption. Recently, a research team showed that unmanned aerial vehicles, commonly used in precision agriculture, are able to provide effective surveillance of fields planted with corn, including BMR corn, which is an important variety for silage production. Providing key silage advantages for dairy farmers especially, it is more expensive to grow than other varieties, susceptible to diseases late in the growing season. Monitoring BMR corn specifically is critical for the dairy industry. It's also time and labor intensive, with field level inspections often missing early signs of disease. Recent presentations from a UAV surveillance of small corn fields assess the ability to analyze corn characteristics at both field and plot scale levels. The findings demonstrated that low-cost, consumer-available UAV sensors with limited spectral range are likely to produce accurate results. The imagery can be used in several ways to inform future corn farming practices.
And now another episode of One Soil to Live.
I just can't let you keep treating it like dirt, Claude.
Well, you know I don't mean to, Samantha. It's just I...
It's just what? You don't know it's alive?
Well, I...
Well, it is alive. And if you want to get the most out of it, you'll follow these four principles to keep it healthy and functioning.
All right, Samantha. I'm listening.
First, keep it covered. And keep living roots in it throughout the year with diverse plants and rotations. And finally, disturb it as little as possible.
And if I do as you say, Samantha...
If you do, Claude, I have a feeling it'll be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
There's an amazing amount of life in healthy soil. More importantly, that life can help make our nation's farms more productive, profitable, and resilient. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
It pays to plan your ag taxes throughout the year to pay less at the end of the year. Call the Ag Tax Specialists at Farm Credit East. Made in agriculture.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
While the rest of CJ country is hitting the snooze bar, our local farmers have been hard at work for hours. There's much more still to come on the CJ Agribusiness Report. Stay tuned for On the Farm with Jeff Ishii when we return.
The Western New York Energy Shelby Ethanol Plant invites corn growers to call toll-free 866-610-6705 for the current corn bid and to discuss corn contracting options. The company also offers transportation services. Ask about an on-farm price for your corn or a quote for any of your other commodity transportation needs. Picked up and delivered pricing and other information about the company's high-quality, low-fat dairy distillers grain can be obtained by calling 798-9693. Western New York Energy is proud to be partnering with New York farmers to produce clean, renewable, and domestic energy.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio, rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Hi, this is Buddy Jewell, asking you to become an American Red Cross volunteer. You can help people who really need it with disaster relief, blood donation, health and safety training, and more. And when you volunteer for the Red Cross, you'll feel great. Learn something new, and get a chance to really help others in your community. Call your local American Red Cross chapter today and become a volunteer.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Beef cattle producers in our region will be watching for a special report expected from the USDA this Friday.
Any connections between USDA's January cattle on feed report and the Agriculture Department's biannual cattle report scheduled for release this Friday afternoon? Livestock analyst Michael McConnell says one possible sign from the latest look at cattle in feedlots.
The January report does provide a breakdown of animals by sex. The share of heifers in the feedlots was about 39%. That's relatively unchanged from a year ago. And overall, this kind of indicates that producers are still marketing their heifers rather than retaining them for breeding and expanding the herd.
He explains heifers in feedlots by percentage of cattle are usually in the lower 30s in a herd expansion period.
So the fact that it's still in the upper 30s indicates that the strong prices for feeder animals is still enticing producers to market their heifers and to feedlots rather than retaining them for breeding.
Which he says could indicate a modest, if any, expansion of the cattle herd. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Serving rural America, online at onthefarmradio.com.
Soil, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Soil Ship Enterprise to explore soil life, to boldly grow where cover crops have never grown before. Farmer's Log, soil date 31655.4. We've come across some strange but incredibly helpful life forms. We didn't have to travel far to find them, but these organisms have proven invaluable on our trip through the solar system.
They help feed us by nourishing and protecting our crops. They've built our soil structure to make it more resilient to the harsh weather we encounter. Our sensors indicate they're even helping us store carbon that plants take out of the atmosphere and put it back into the soil. Guess you can say our living and life-giving soil is the best thing to cling on to.
Sorry. That's soil fleet humor.
Visit your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
Our pearl of wisdom today submitted by listener Patty Hamilton in Danville, Virginia. She says that destiny is not a matter of chance, but a matter of choice. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm and I'm Ish.
Unpredictable weather demands equipment that works as hard as you do. That's the Ventrac SSV. Built for sidewalks and tight spaces, the SSV delivers serious performance with versatile attachments like brooms, blades, spreaders, and brine kits, so you can clear, treat, and maintain walkways in one efficient pass. Less labor, more productivity. No handwork slowing you down. From winter storms to spring cleanup, the Ventrac SSV is ready to work. Visit Larry Romance & Son in Arcade, Sheridan, or Woodhull and ask about the Ventrac SSV today.
D.C. may be a long way from the farmlands here in western New York, but what happens in Washington is sure to affect us here in CJ country. Here's another news update from the USDA.
For farmers and ranchers impacted by winter storm Fern, keep in mind, USDA offers several forms of assistance in recovery efforts. In addition to federal crop insurance, Farm Service Agency Administrator Bill Beam notes there is also
the Non-Insured Crop Disaster Assistance Program, or NAP, provides financial assistance to protect against disasters that result in lower yields, crop losses, or prevent crop planting. Producers must have obtained their NAP coverage for the year in which the loss occurs.
Among the many programs within FSA providing disaster assistance, both financially and technically,
the Livestock Indemnity Program provides benefits to livestock owners and contract growers for livestock deaths in excess of normal mortality caused by an eligible loss condition.
There is also the Emergency Assistance for Livestock, Honeybees, and Farm-Raised Fish Program.
ELAP covers losses due to an eligible adverse weather or loss condition, including eligible compensation for feed and grazing losses.
In addition,
the Emergency Forest Restoration Program provides funding to restore privately owned forests damaged by natural disasters. The Tree Assistance Program provides financial cost-sharing assistance to qualifying orchards and nursery tree growers to replant or, where applicable, rehabilitate eligible trees, bushes, and vines. The Emergency Conservation Program provides emergency funding and technical assistance to farmers, ranchers, to rehabilitate farmland damaged by natural disasters.
Online tools at farmers.gov are available to help producers find applicable recovery programs. And the administrator reminds us that FSA loan products are also available to assist with disaster recovery.
Operating and direct emergency farm loans to producers unable to secure financial or commercial financing. Loans can help producers replace essential property, purchase inputs like livestock, equipment, feed, and seed, cover family living expenses, or refinance farm-related debts and other needs.
One more reminder. Crop insurance claims can be made through your local crop insurance agent, while your local USDA service center provides details on and assistance with various disaster recovery programs. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Every June, we celebrate Dairy Month. But around here, every month is Dairy Month. When the CJ Agribusiness Report returns, we'll hear from Bill Baker and Dairy Radio Now.
When it comes to taking care of your land, you need equipment built to last. That's why so many property owners across western New York and around the United States trust WoodMax, proudly based right here in Akron, New York. For more than 15 years, WoodMax has designed and built premium tractor and skid steer attachments that turn hard jobs into manageable work. Whether it's clearing lake effect snow in the winter, mowing pastures in the summer, or tackling spring and fall cleanup with a wood chipper, WoodMax has
as the attachment for your property's needs. Each WoodMax product is engineered with durability in mind, backed by warranty protection, and supported locally by the Back 40 Group team, a proud veteran-founded company who recognizes and salutes the brave men and women of our armed forces. They take pride in ensuring every customer's expectations are met even long after the sale. Visit WoodMax.com or stop by 42 Jackson Street in Akron and discover why thousands of landowners nationwide rely on trust in their products to get the job done with ease.
Firestone Farm Tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm Tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Whether you're looking for tires or in the field farm tire service, call Saddam's Farm and Fleet Service in Perry.
When you're looking for traction from a farm tire, check out the hard-working, earth-gripping 23-degree Firestone tire. 23-degree tread bars take advantage of the added torque of today's high-horsepower tractor and prove superior to 45-degree tread bars in performance and productivity. Save more time, burn less fuel, be more productive with the 23-degree Firestone tire.
Saddam's Farm and Fleet Service in Perry. Phone 237-2124.
It's time now for Inside Dairy, powered by Farm and Ranch Media, your fresh take on all things dairy. Now, here's your host, Susan Littlefield.
Welcome again to Inside Dairy. Today, we're going to hear from Randy Welsh. He is a croplands alfalfa expert as we talk more about alfalfa weevils.
Alfalfa weevil's been around a long time. It's kind of a scourge of alfalfa, certainly in first cutting alfalfa. They can be very damaging. In the upper Midwest, they cause what's called skeletonization. So they basically eat the leaves off from the alfalfa, the good part of the inside of the veins of the alfalfa. Usually their feeding starts about the time in the upper Midwest when we're cutting our first crop. So quite often we can cut around them. And then in some situations where you're cutting first crop early, you may have alfalfa weevil in a second cutting, and that can be very damaging because the alfalfa is only 2-3-4 inches tall and it's getting decimated by weevils. The other thing we've had experiences with in first cutting where the mergers or the raking equipment will bring that alfalfa together and those weevils will fall off from the alfalfa plant and basically concentrate that weevil in a 3-4-5 foot area under that windrow, and that can also be very devastating in second crop regrowth. So weevils have been around for a long time. There's not too much new on weevils that I'm aware of, other than we need to make sure we're just timely scouting and spraying. It was unfortunate that we did lose one of our chemistries recently. However, we do have a fairly good arsenal of insecticides that can be used to control them. There's really not much genetic resistance available. That's the other question I get quite often on a weevil, is there any genetic resistance? And there is appears not to be any specific genetics that make those plants resistant to weevils. So right now we suggest scouting and spraying.
When we come back, we'll talk about some winter kill concerns. This is Inside Dairy.
Download the Farm and Ranch Media mobile app today. Stay up to date with markets, ag weather, the latest news affecting agriculture, and much more. You can also listen back to past episodes of our farm programming from the American Ag Network, Agriculture of America, and Market Talk, along with podcasts such as American Ag Today, Cattle Chatter, Farm Unfiltered, Inside Dairy, and so much more. Search for Farm and Ranch Media in your Apple App Store or Google Play Store and download it for free today.
I greatly appreciate them coming and their time, what they've done, and I hope they can still keep on doing it for other people down the road.
Since 2006, Farm Rescue has helped to bridge the gap of crisis for farm and ranch families throughout the region. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, hay, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes. Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org/donate today.
Welcome back to Inside Dairy as the conversation continues with Randy Welsh with Cropland. He's considered an alfalfa expert as we talk about alfalfa weevils.
it would be very, very a similar thought process to armyworm. And they are they're a worm, so they're the larvae are very hungry, and so it's like feeding teenagers. That teenager can eat an awful lot in a very small amount of time, and so you need to think about that little worm goes from several instars, but basically through the first and second instar, they're not very hungry. But by the time they get to be teenagers, they can consume a lot of material very quickly, and before they go into what's called pupation. And then once they go into pupation, they become adults. And then the adults become basically inert. They don't cause really any damage other than getting ready for next spring to lay eggs and start the life cycle over again.
So then when is a good time to control the weevil?
Yeah, so the timing on insecticides really haven't changed. You want to wait until you have the weevil out on the plant. You'll basically see them in the terminal bud area, and once you see those pinholes feeding, you should be spraying fairly soon after that. And so you're spraying for the worms, and that's really the phase that we want to control. So you want to get them probably second instar when they really are going to start their expansion as far as feeding percentages. So you want to probably just wait till you see those pinholes. Once you see the pinholes, you want to start spraying. The threshold has really not changed much over the last couple decades. We really spray the threshold would be 40% of the plants. If you see 40% of the plants with pinhole feeding, it's probably time to spray.
Those comments with Randy Welsh. She is with Cropland and considered an alfalfa expert as he talked to us today about alfalfa weevils. By the way, alfalfa weevils grow to a length of about 4 to 5.5 millimeters. That's up to about 0.22 inch. The general color of the insect happens to be dark mid-dorsal stripe. Brown, and the larvae have a black head and no legs. This is Inside Dairy.
If you like to eat, be sure to thank a farmer. Straight ahead, we'll check in with Daryl Anderson and today's Farm to Fork Report. Where can you buy 4x8 sheets of 7/16 OSB for just $8.18 a sheet? Bird's Lumber and Perry. How about 4x8 sheets of half-inch drywall for just $11.97 a sheet? Yeah, that's Bird's Lumber too. You pick it up, you save big. 7/16 OSB, just $8.18 a sheet. Half-inch drywall, just $11.97 a sheet. Bird's Lumber, Washington Street in Perry. Your best price place is open 7 days a week, including Sundays, 9 to 1.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to Riley Lapinka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra Alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. It just cuts all that down.
Harv Extra Alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge when it comes to cutting flexibility. Hear more of Riley's story at harvextra.com.
A rescue call for soil health on American farms. Next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
All-terrain vehicles have become standard equipment on farms and ranches. While useful for work, they're also recreational, but they can pose a safety issue for kids in particular. Make sure operators wear helmets and are schooled in safe use. High-speed crashes and rollovers can be avoided. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Not enough sustainable farming is going on, and that worries Jim Ladley because he says sustainability and profitability go hand in hand.
We're at a crisis right now in agriculture. As you know, there's a lot of farmers out here that aren't making money, and every year expenses are going up because they're following this industrial ag complex program. And what we need to do is get back to what I call a more regenerative approach, where we're building back the soil health.
Ladley is the founder and president of Profit Pro Ag in Albert Lea, Minnesota, and he was at the recent Practical Farmers of Iowa convention.
Soil health is really the foundation of everything we do in agriculture, both crop and livestock, and we've got to have healthy soils to have healthy food and healthy feed. And what we've done in the industrial ag movement over the last 40, 50 years is we destroyed soil health. And what it's led to is more diseases, insects, and weeds because we destroyed the natural balance and the nutritional quality and energy in food.
Ladley says his company promotes a regenerative approach to bring back soil health. Profit Pro Ag is scheduled a winter conference in late February. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
For four generations, more residents have relied on Ed Hume Incorporated for all their building and renovating needs, whether it's construction, site development, home improvement, blacktop, ponds, or other projects. Their team is up for any challenge in front of them. Ed Hume Construction has two gravel pits in Wyoming County loaded with screened and crushed gravel, topsoil, scalpings, millings, stone products, and more. There isn't a job too big to handle. Call 786-5880 to see what else Ed Hume can do for you. Or stop in 17 East Buffalo Street in Warsaw.
Tony St. James has all the numbers from the latest market close along with his American cattle news. But first, it's a quick check of the forecast.
Western New York weather.
Weather brought to you by Bucks Motorsports in Akron. Check out the latest snowmobiles from Polaris and Ski-Doo, plus trailers, winter gear, ATVs, and side-by-sides with plows. Get ready for whatever winter throws at you. Go to BucksMotorsports.com. For today, a chance of snow showers, mainly after 10 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 11, wind chill values as low as minus 10. For tonight, a chance of snow showers, mainly before 1 a.m., mostly cloudy, low around minus 7, wind chill as low as minus 20. Friday, a chance of snow showers before 1 p.m., partly sunny and cold with a high near 6, wind chill as low as minus 20. Currently at the Genesee County Airport, it's 7, feels like minus 14.
American Cattle News. Today, looking at cold storage. Where are we? More after this.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer.
Tyler Cousins with the Livestock Marketing Information Center on the cold storage report.
Total red meat stocks in cold storage as of December 1st were actually reported down about 3% or about 25 million pounds from last year to 845 million pounds. Stocks for red meat trended below a year ago for each month in 2025. Not totally unexpected, largely because we saw beef and pork production trend even to or even below a year ago levels, and that kind of points towards just a stronger or robust demand picture that we saw in 2025. So we're looking to see if that continues into 2026. So looking a little bit more deeper into the report, as far as beef stocks and cold storage as of December 1st, USDA reported that down about 3.5% to 437 million pounds. So those stock levels during that fourth quarter actually trended well below a year ago on the beef side of things. So that signals, you know, a lot of that demand pull leading into the holiday season. So which were not totally unexpected, but a lot of that demand pull was for those boneless beef cuts, kind of that for likely just staging for that holiday season there. Looking at the pork side of things, stocks as of December 1st were reported at just over 390 million pounds. That's actually a decline of about 1.5% from last year. Most of those declines that we saw on the pork side of things, as far as stocks go, hams were down 1.5% to 67 million pounds. Loins were down just over 8% to almost 32 million pounds. Picnics were down 17% to 5.4 million pounds. Trimmings were down 5.5% to just about 46 million pounds. And so those declines actually more than offset increases that were actually seen in belly stocks, which were up over 8% to about 37 million pounds. Ribs were up to over 2% to about 84 million pounds. And butts rose about 4% to nearly 23 million pounds.
American Cattle News.
Farming and maintaining your property are year-round jobs made easier with a dependable, easy-to-maintain tractor and conveniently accessible parts and fluids from J-Love Farm Supply. The snow is in the air, but you're still clearing the lane, feeding the cows, and performing that essential maintenance in the shop. J-Love Farm Supply has all the genuine AGCO parts and certified service expertise you need to keep your operation and homestead running. Stop into our locations in Batavia, North Java, or Yorkshire, or shop online anytime. J-Love Farm Supply, your local family-owned source for genuine AGCO parts and service.
Here's a look how your markets closed on Wednesday. Corn futures trading higher. March was up 3.5 to 4.30. May up 3.25 to 4.38. And December up 3.5 to 4.57 and 3/4. March beans up 7.75 to 10.75. May up 8.25 to 10.87 and 3/4. November up 7.25 to 10.90. In Chicago, March wheat up 12.75, 5.36. May up 11.75 to 5.44 and a half. Minneapolis spring wheat March up 2.25 to 5.74. May gained 2.5 to 5.86 and a quarter. March hard red winter up 9.5 to 5.42 and a quarter. May gained 10 to 5.52 and 3/4. Cotton futures lower on the March contract, down 10 points to 63.73. May was up 1 to 65.46. July up 9 to 67.10. Back in Chicago, February live cattle gained 122.5 to 236.82 and a half. April up 132.5 to 238.72 and a half. June up 120 to 234.45. March feeders up 385 to 365.85. April up 365 to 364.30, and May gained 340, ending at 361.35. February lean hogs down 110 to 87.95. April down 167.5 to 95.15. And May down 157.5 to 98.85. The Class 3 milk, February down 10 to 15.58. March down 19 to 15.98. Crude oil ended the day 82 cents higher at 63.21. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones up 12 to 49,015. The NASDAQ up 40 to 23,857. The S&P lost a fraction, ending at 69.78.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you are ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-952-8424. 800-952-8424. 800-952-8424. That's 800-952-8424.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's Morning Show next on CJ Country.